The Orchid Sister by Anne D. LeClaire. Performed by Jennifer Notoso, Claire Christie, Maria Liotis, Edward Thomas, Fleet Cooper, and Marianne Fraulo.
Tia Clara woke at dawn from a restless night, troubled by a dream of lost girls and a much scarred woman of many masks. A crescent-shaped shadow obscured the eastern sun. Despite this sign, or perhaps because of it, she was mindful to begin the day as usual, dressing in her worn cotton blouse and dark skirt, the hem of which brushed against her swollen ankles. She tied the strings of her old apron around her waist. She undid and replaited her thick braid of white hair with fingers so practiced she required no mirror. Her nose was thin and curved, her skin as weathered and wrinkled as that of a sea turtle. Like the sea turtle, she too had a reptilian dip to her neck so that her head jutted forward, a result of a spine curved not only by the decades, but by years spent watching, listening. Finally, although it was still early for the tourists, she gathered her things, small folding chair and table, embroidered cloth, umbrella to ward off the heat of the sun, collapsible wooden frame, small carton of her wares, and lastly, the canary cage, and set them in the two-wheeled cart. As she pushed the cart over the uneven calle leading to the village square, the burden of knowledge weighed heavily on her. She carried inside her the truths of Playa del Pedro, stories sung to her by the ancestors, confided by the sea, whispered to her by the wind. In this way, she had learned the past and foreseen the future of the village, all that had been and that which was to come. A stranger watching as she unfolded the legs of her table and set it on a patch of sidewalk would detect no indication of the disquiet that lingered in her heart. Unrest caused by the sleepless night and troubling dreams, the penumbral sunrise, and the knowledge she held. Taking care, she shook out the ecru linen that had once belonged to her madre and her abuela before that. The edges were adorned with silken threads of green and blue, yellow and orange. She smoothed the folds with gnarled fingers grown thick at the knuckles and spread the linen over the table. Muttering imprecations, she lifted her chair from the cart and, as she did every day, set it behind the table. She had selected this spot years ago, a favorable site across from the taxi stand and next to Solano's bakery. She watched as the daily life of the village awoke around her. In contrast to the dark visions of the previous night and the omen of the shrouded dawn sun, all appeared almost festive. Music boomed from the speakers in the square. The trill of young laughter floated from a nearby calle. Satisfying aromas wafted her way from the bakery. In a few minutes, Juan Solano would send his son over with a cup of atole for her, and for the bird, crumbs of day-old bread.